in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 through 12. And last week, Brother Walt did a great job where he was breaking down what, you know, purpose actually meant. And he talked about counsel and how we can, you know, establish our way, or God establishes our way if we commit our plans to God, and that, you know, we can accomplish things through a multitude of counsel. And that, to me, speaks to relationship. But when I kept thinking, like, you know, this is an awesome teaching or an awesome topic. And all I kept hearing in my spirit was, you know, our purpose is just to generally just be children of love and of light. And through our lives, you know, through our platform to preach the good news. And the greatest of these things, he said, is love. You know, and many people think that their purpose is tied to being successful, and that if the more successful you are, you have to be living out your purpose. But Brother Walt told us last week, and even Brother Jay started us off, let us know, like, God doesn't measure our success or measure our purpose based on, I guess, material wealth or materials in general. Because when it's all said and done, God's not going to ask us how much money we made, what kind of car we drove, how big our house was. But he's definitely going to ask us, did we advance or further the kingdom? You know, if we're not careful, all these things can actually be distractions to us and can kind of deter us. So let's get to the scripture reading real quick, and then I'll go from there. Okay. So Matthew 28:19 says this: therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's Matthew 28:19-20. And I will read you from 2 Corinthians 4, which is kind of what I'm focusing on. It says, I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, but we have this precious treasure, the good news about salvation, in unworthy earthen vessels of human frailty, so that the grandeur and surpassing greatness of the power will be shown to be from God, His sufficiency, and not from ourselves. We are pressed in every way, hedged in, but not crushed. We're perplexed, unsure of finding our way, but not driven to despair. Hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying around in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown in our body. For we who live are constantly experiencing the threat of being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evidence in our mortal body, which is subject to death. And the last verse says, so physical death is actively at work in us, but spiritual life is actively at work in you. So what he's saying, although, like, you know, you may be dying physically every day, it actually spurs the spiritual life. And that's kind of what I want to focus on, is just the fact that, like, God has given us this awesome, awesome ministry of the good news. So part of our purpose is to simply just be ourselves and celebrate uniqueness. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalms 139:14 says. We are planning for God's purpose, and He shall be glorified in us because we shall fulfill the plans and the purpose and the call He has for each of our lives. His crop, His fruit, has not been spoiled, but I declare in the name of Jesus, we shall be fruitful and multiply. His fruit or purpose shall remain and come to pass. We are His workmanship, created for His purpose, Ephesians 2:10. Apart from Him, we can do nothing, but being connected to the one true vine, Jesus, we can do all things. We can be cast into the fire and destroyed, but the vine dresser is well pleased with us, and He purges us so that we bear more fruit, will we multiply. Gentlemen, we have been charged with subduing the earth. That is, that we are to rule and reign as kings and priests, Revelation 5:10. We are to use the treasure of his power placed on the inside of us to change our environment and to change our lives. We are the salt of the earth, and we are white hot fire for God and his kingdom. So how do we subdue? It's simple. We produce more fruit by creating more just like us, just like God the Father did through Jesus. They are the ultimate example in living on purpose. Sacrificial love demonstrated through the laying down of his life and being obedient to the death on the cross. So then we must walk in the power of being ourselves. God has planted us for a purpose and is to attract others into the kingdom of God. We are to spread the good news and make disciples through the power of being just who we are. We can't get frustrated or weary because we don't think we are where we should be. God is at work within each of us and will finish his work and receive the glory due his majestic name. Each of us have gifts, talents, different personalities, ministries. We do different things in serving. We have witnesses, or we witness at times. We have outreach. We have different opportunities. But more importantly, we have uniqueness that has purpose to draw others to us to ultimately share the gospel and to do our part in bringing them into the fold. Funny thing is, it's not always going to go as planned or look like how we want it to look for us to draw others. It may be through what feels like or looks like an awful exchange with a non-believer that we practice self-control and show love to, even though they are being rude to us, or through us sharing a tough testimony. We don't know how God will use our lives for his glory, but people watch us, and they know we are his children by the mark of his love inside of us. I declare we are men of God that stay in constant fellowship with the Father and Jesus, because it is the secret that keeps the power flowing through us that enables us to fulfill the purpose fulfill our purpose, which serves the greater purpose that all be saved through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, right now, I just want to pray, Father God, to you, that every man that's under the sound of my voice, every person that's tied to this ministry, or the partners that will hear this message afterwards, or the gentleman that will join us later down the road, God, we thank you, Lord, that every single person under the sound of my voice, we thank you that you have a plan, you have a purpose, and you have a call for them. Father God, you need them in their mother's womb. Father God, you know you have a plan to do them good and not harm, to bring them to your expected end. But God, more importantly, we understand and know that right relationship through your grace and your love of giving your son to us, God, is you want to save us, Lord, that we can be back in the fold and back in fellowship with you. And you sent your son that all might be saved. Not some. Not a chosen few, but all, Lord. And God, we understand and know that, you know, you are at work with us, work within us, and all we have to do is stay connected or tied to the vine. God, we do not want to be cast to the side or thrown into fire. Lord, you know, you call us friends, but we are trusted friends so much that, God, you gave us that precious gift, that precious power of the good news. And you've given it to us in these earthen vessels, Lord. And we seemingly seem, it would appear that we seem unfit, Father God. But for whatever reason, you trust us, Father God, with this precious power, God, that has this, oh, man, it's like a heat-seeking missile, Lord. It doesn't miss. It's the fruit that never spoils. God, it can't go wrong because you're God, and you do it all. You do the work. We just do the believing. So, God, we thank you, Lord, that no matter what it looks like, we know that all things work to the good of those who are called according to your purpose, and that, God, we are your kings. We are your priests, and we shall stand up, Father God. We shall stand up and rule and reign and subdue, Father God, our environment and our areas. Father God, we will be examples. We are walking epistles, Father God. And we never know who's looking at us. We never know when we're affecting someone. We never know, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, that this awesome work that you've given to us, God, like, that you do it all, God. Everything works, Father God, according to the power of loving. And that's our motivation, Lord, because you loved us first, Father God. Your love is at work inside of us, Father God, extending to the person on the corner, the drunkard, Father God, the homeless, Father God, someone that is hurting, Father God, someone that's been abused and mistreated, God. We thank you that, Lord, your love goes out to all. I thank you, Lord, there's not one of us, Father God, that will try to do it on our own, Father God, and rob you of the glory and honor that's due your name. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that, man, I just thank you, Lord, that it's just that simple. You made us all uniquely different. And there's power in just being self. Father God, we don't have to be someone like on a YouTube channel or someone on Instagram that we follow, God. We thank you, Lord, that we understand and have rest in understanding that you made us fearfully and wonderfully, and that we have a platform that you call life, that you purposed, Father God, for you, that we would save someone in the future that we don't even know, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, that you are that good, Father God. You know the end from the beginning, and we thank you, Lord, that your purpose has been established and will continue to be established, Father God. You will not lose not one single one, Lord. In what you come to accomplish, it will come to pass.
Hey, what's up?
In the mighty, mighty, precious, holy name of Jesus the Christ. Gentlemen, I want to thank you, Lord, for this time.
Excuse me, Dr. Joe. Use your phones, brothers.
She said thank you.
Use your phones, brothers.
I just want to thank you, Lord. That is just that simple. There's power in simplicity. God, that we rest in knowing that you are at work within us and making this come to pass. That's my prayer now. In the mighty name of Jesus, and, we say amen. So, Lord, gentlemen, just right now,
amen.
Let's give Lord praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. We glorify you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your holy faith, just for 30 seconds, gentlemen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, that's good to you, gentlemen. We are now at 9:15. I don't know. I saw that, you know, we are who we are through relationship with God. And if we stay connected to the vine, he's the vine dresser. He's making this stuff happen. We're not doing it. But he called us friends and he loves us so much that he gave us his power, the power of his word to pass on to others. And we ought to be motivated by love to continue to pass that word on. And the mark of children of God is just us being children of love, children of light. They say they know us by our love. So, gentlemen, That's the crux of what I wanted to say. Regardless of what you view your life as, he doesn't see it that way. And even your ups and your downs and your mistakes, it all works to his good and to his glory and for his purpose. So, gentlemen, it is 9:15 now. We if you have to leave, we get it, we understand it. We are now in the in our fellowship phase. But real quick before that, we do have one prayer request. I'm not sure if there's any other brothers on the line that have any others. We have a gentleman by the name of JP. He lost his wife some months back, and we just want to lift that brother up in prayer that he be comforted. I'm not sure if anybody wants to take that on to start off the us. Taking on prayer requests. If not, I can definitely kick that off. But if any other gentlemen have a prayer request that we can kind of lift up?
Mm.
Okay, okay. So, Lord, right now, I just thank you, Lord, for Brother JP. I thank you, Lord. I know at this point in time, his heart is heavy. At times, he may feel lost. At times, he may feel like, you know, why did this happen? That no one's there for him. But, God, we know that is definitely a whisper and a lie of the devil. And we bind that lie and send it back to hell from which it came. Because, Lord, you said you would never leave us or you would never forsake us. And, God, I thank you, Lord, that you send angels, Father God, to keep watch and keep charge over him. God, we pray right now for people that he loves and people that care about him to be comfort to him. We ask you that the Holy Spirit comforts him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that peace and understanding comes later. But God, that during this time, no matter where he finds himself mentally, God, we pray that his heart and his spirit, Father God, is still with you. I know it's hard at times, but God, I know that understanding comes later. Peace comes later. And it's through the continual seeking and the asking, Father God, that you answer us in your timing and that it all makes sense. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your love never leaves him. It's never failing him. You are faithful and just. Hallelujah. He is not forgotten, Lord. And we just lift him up, God. We just thank you, Lord, that you keep at work in him, that a song ministers to him, that he sees something that reminds him of something, Lord, that at different times it may make him cry, but at other times it gives him joy and it makes him laugh and it makes him remember the good times, because although people leave us physically, their spirit never leaves us, God. We never forget their smile. We never forget their laugh. We never forget the things that they taught us. We never forget the things that they did for us. And we just never forget their presence. But God, I thank you, Lord, that he shall recover all, Father God, and that his mourning turns into laughter, into joy, and that his tears of sorrow, Father God, that, you know, that at some point that turns to a smile and turns to joy on his face. God, we thank you. We glorify you. We lift him up, God. We prop him up on every leaning side. We thank you, Lord, that you provide provision for him, Lord, in whatever way that he needs. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And we thank you, Lord, now for full manifestation. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
We just ask you that you fill every void and every gap that may be empty in JP's soul. It could have been a life that was ripped from him, that was taken from him, his soul, but not from his spirit. Now, I can't say life was taken from his soul, because he will always be attached to his wife in the spirit and in his soul. She will always have fond memories of her. But just the feeling, Lord God, of the emptiness, Lord God, we ask you to replace, Lord God, with your love, your loving kindness, your peace that passes all understanding, that passes all of our knowledge, and that you continue to lift this brother up, Lord God. We continue to strengthen him in every area of his life, Lord God, and that he will not be lacking anything. He won't be lonely because you're with him always. And if he so chooses, Lord God, to rise in love with another, Lord God, let it be in the time that you ordained it to happen, but that he, Brother JP, Lord God, be free of anxiety, free of fear, free of worry, and free of all cares, but hones into your wisdom, and keeps his ear to your, bends his ear to your word and to your wisdom, and increase his discernment skills, Lord, not skills, but increases the spirit of discernment, that he would always be ready, Lord God, to move when you say move, and do what you say to do, Lord God. And once again, keeping his heart and on the forefront of his mind that he is never alone, and that you are with him always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
words of God.
I can add to that. Will said, Father, in the name of Jesus, if there be any other brothers that are on the line that are experiencing loss in any area, whether it be loss concerning a loved one, loss concerning a job, loss concerning income, we thank you, dear God, that you said in your words in Psalm 23, that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not be in lack. And we thank you, Lord, that even though we may go through these things, you are the shepherd that fills us to overflowing. You're the shepherd that gives us victory. You're the shepherd that draws us closer to you so we can continue to see ourselves full, whole, entire, and lacking nothing, as your word says. We thank you. You're the one who brings us out of thinking too much about ourselves and maybe what may be taken from our life, and causes us to point to what you have brought into our life. Continue to make us whole. Continue to be understanding, even and not to be hard on ourselves, even if we were the cause of part of that loss. But dear God, we just thank you, dear Lord, that we look more about what you've brought into our life than anything else. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Does anybody have any testimonies?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God has done something good to somebody. Come on now, somebody. Don't make me go back to the old school. He woke me up this morning. He's me on my way. I got air on my lungs, activity in my limbs. Come on now, somebody.
There's always a place for that. But I will say this, as we're in this flow, Brother Gerald, certainly appreciate your perspective on adding to this concerning understanding our purpose. And a couple words that kind of really stood out, you know, is frustration. There can be a lot of, if when we find ourselves, you know, not even overly frustrated, but continually frustrated concerning life in general, that would certainly be an area that I would check to see, you know, how you're flowing in your purpose. You know, are you really goal and plan oriented properly when you get up in the morning, or is it just like you're frustrated because you're really not making your way, even when you're, you know, you might, the job might be good, the money might be good, your health may be good, but yet you find yourself spiritually frustrated, you know, that it might be more towards, you know, seeking God more concerning your purpose of where you are, and treasuring, as Brother Gerald said, you know, your uniqueness in the plan. It doesn't have to look like anybody else's, purpose. It's just your own unique thing. So I'm continuing to encourage all the brothers in that. But that was real good. We pretty certainly got a lot out of that, Brother Gerald.
I have to agree. I agree. That was good. And I was dealing in on our purpose of being children of love and light. That's strong. I mean, that's fundamental, foundational. But how often do we like really, acknowledge our call as being sons of God, right? Children of God, children of light. And how often do we like really recognize how deep that relationship is that we have with the Father? That, and you know, Jesus even said, I think it's in Luke 16, he said that children of the world are wiser than the children of light when it came to like the relationship with money and, you know, mammon and so on and so forth. And he was like, why? I'm giving you keys to the kingdom. I'm giving you wisdom on how to have the true riches. I'm giving these things like freely. All these things are so freely given to us. And he said the children of the world sometimes are wiser than the children of light when it comes to comes to these things. Like, why is that? You know, and the Apostle Paul, like you said, Apostle Paul goes on to emphasize, like, how much we are children of light and children of God. And this, these things should be, like, automatic for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, our purpose should be, like, easily known to walk in when we know our position, when we know who we are. I just wanted to say that, man. It's revelation to me. Thank you, brother.
Indeed.
Amen. Well, guys, y'all have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too, brother. Be blessed. You there, Brother Joe?
I am here. Just listening. Just listening. Jay just pulls it out, man. I mean, or the spirit. My goodness. But it was so awesome, man. Here we are in a world where people, the greatest form of flattery people imitate, right? But, you know, we're trying to be like other things instead of, like, celebrating, like, who we are and who God made us, man. I just think that there's so much power in self. When you really fall into, like, I mean, we're kind of, like, getting older, you know, I feel like we're more mature gentlemen. We know, like, the power of just being who we are, man. Like, it's so much fun being me. Like, trying to be somebody else is, when you think about being, you were younger, you were trying to find a way to be like a young adult. You were trying to live up to a certain standard, or maybe certain men in your family did certain things. Like, some people have, like, sports families. Some people have military families. And sometimes it's that one person that they don't fit the mold. You know what I mean? But, like, the pressure is for them is to kind of fall in line. It's like, nah, man, like, be yourself. Like, you don't have to be anybody else. You know what I mean? And I think when you think about the greatness of, like, some of the great greats of, like, sports and leaders and stuff like that, dude, they were trendsetters. They didn't fit the mold. You know what I mean? And I think that's for a purpose and for a reason, because God made you a certain way and gave you a platform to affect people differently. And lo and behold, they end up being the greatest and the best at whatever it is that they do, because they fell into a comfort level of who they were early. You know what I mean? Like, whereas some kids, you know, they're following different people on social media and different stuff, and everybody's trying to do the same thing. I'm like, no, man, you're not a cookie-cutter person. Like, you are who you are. Like, you don't have to try to be this or be that because you want to be successful. You know what I mean? God has his version of what your success plan and your purpose looks like. And most of the time, it ain't following what somebody else is doing.
Indeed.
I had fun with this one, Jay. This drove me, man. This was wild, man. I woke up at like 3:30 this morning, and it was just flowing in my head. I was like, okay, let me get my phone. I gotta start writing this down or start typing out. I mean, I had scriptures and stuff, but yeah, I wrote some stuff that I felt like he was dropping in my spirit, but he brought the scriptures afterwards. It's like, that's kind of different. but it was definitely awesome. I had a good time with this one.
Praise God. Praise God. Definitely a blessing.
I do have a prayer request, guys. I'm at home, working from home. I'm under a new boss as of like last summer, and things started off really, really well towards the, you know, for the most part when we first met and stuff like that. But lately, the beginning of this year to now, it's just been a little like weird and rocky. I can't quite catch the temperature. I can't tell if they're for me or they're against me. And it's weird, man. I got 17 years with my company. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just strange because I'm getting ready for paternity leave and stuff like that. And I'm like, it just the landscape or the feel, the energy just feels way different than when it did when I first met her. You know what I mean? So I just pray for favor on my job and that kind of thing. And so if you guys can just lift me up with that, because I'm not trying to go by my feelings, you know what I mean, as much. But you can't help but, like, notice certain things, you know what I mean? Like, and, we've been around enough to know when things are kind of, like, starting to feel a little, like, wishy-washy and, like, I don't know.
You just got to know.
Brother, I'm playing that too, that the Lord increases you. Just like we spoke over the JP, Brother JP, the Lord increases you in wisdom and discernment. That's the main thing. Wisdom is the main thing, right? So that you know how to act, how to respond, what to say. You know, the Lord may even be speaking to you in wisdom on how to go the extra mile, do certain things, right? He may point certain things out to you that you need to cover on the job, and even cover other people in prayer. It may not, you know, it may be someone else in the office that needs prayer just as much as she does. And whatever it is, you know, so the wisdom of God will lead you and direct you to do the right things and say the right things for you on your job. So don't be in fear, don't be in anxiety. And anxiety is, of course, having a fear of the unknown, right? So we're gonna tackle that right now and be in agreement with you that you walk in increased discernment and increased wisdom on your job, and that you lift your boss up more than you've ever had. It's a sign that you need to pray for her. So Father, we just come into agreement right now, Lord God, for Brother Gerald to increase in wisdom, understanding and discernment, Lord God, not just on this job, but in life, period. That's a part of our increase. So I thank you that he increases in that. And I also thank you, Lord God, that he has no anxiety about this because he's confessed it to you. That means we've casted these cares on you. And because of that, Lord God, that the care and anxiety casted on you, this request that on his behalf that we're making, Lord God, with thanksgiving, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for thanksgiving. You give him the peace that passes his understanding and his knowledge regarding this. In other words, you don't have to even dwell on that because it's whatever, unless you want him to understand what's going on. And because of that, Lord God, you give him the peace that passes his understanding, and his heart is guarded concerning this matter in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you so much, Lord God, for this prayer opportunity to pray for her. Lord God, that was enough discernment in itself that you've given them that things don't seem to be right. And Lord God, so given he has the authority, death and life is in the power of Gerald's tongue. Lord God, that you give him the authority to not speak and pray out of what's familiar, but Lord God, to pray out of and pray your word and speak your life-giving word, spirit over her and regarding her and regarding her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. You got a prayer assignment for her, bro. You got a prayer assignment for her.
I'll do that right now. That's going to be what I do.
That's it. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. I'll tag on to a little bit of that. As you were saying, I was hearing Spirit Lord just sort of say, you know how if you're on a, two people kind of get together and then don't want to be together, that you hear that thing where it says, well, it's not you, it's me, you know, well, you know, it's not you, it's me. And I was kind of, it was strange. I was hearing that because it was almost like it's not so much what you're sensing was about what they were doing, but what you were sensing was more about the fact that God's given you a sensitivity that something is about to shift, something is changing, or something about to elevate or grow. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily from them, but it's something that you're to be watchful of because it's really going to be within you. And so I just wish, thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. I just thank you so much that you're increasing. You said that your sheep hear your voice, and the voice of a stranger they won't follow. So we declare right now in the name of Jesus that we hear the voice of God, that Gerald hears the voice of God, that Gerald knows exactly what to do, when to do, and how much to do with what he's hearing. We thank you that there is peace in his hearing. We thank you, as Brother Walter already said, that there's discernment in what he's hearing, and we stand in agreement. Praise God. We know that there is greater things in him that there is going on around him. And we thank you that you are the greater one. We thank you that you are greater in his home. You're greater with his wife. You're greater with his children. You're greater with his job. And you are the one who has kept him there. And you are the one who has provided it and kept him there. And you are the one who will continue to increase him in all things. Thank you, Lord, that as you speak to him, he will move without hesitation or without worry and without misstep. In Jesus' name, we declare your peace. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Right. Hallelujah. Whew. So crazy, man. Like, y'all both are really on point with that. Really on point. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm really on point with that. I feel like there's a shift. I do. I really do. Yeah, I really do. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
This has been lovely. This has been great and been good. Sunshine today. Things are not going to be that hot, but it looks nice outside. Oh, man, it's always good to fellowship with you bros, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
The beard is
here.
Oh, my brother.
Well, I know I'm going to have to drop off, brothers. I know I got to go ahead and start getting into the work, you know. Praise God. This is the work, actually. You know what I mean.
Amen. The good work.
Yeah.
We get you, good job.
Yes,
we got
indeed.
It. Jake, I thank y'all.
I'm walking right behind Jay out the door. Yeah. You gentlemen, be blessed. And, have a great
right,
weekend.
You as well.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Have a good one, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir.
You too, sir.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you,